Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, along with special guests, we have a very special show on today. We'll be coaching you, but we're here every Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, you want to go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device or iPad or PC at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. And we're actually here with another special outlet. We're on Zoom. This is our very first time doing Zoom for Power Start Your Day. And so, listen, if I go low-tech on you, just please forgive me. We definitely going to need a Lord here with us on today. And so, this 400th episode, I mean, the Lord has taken us through an amazing journey this week. If you haven't listened to the earlier episodes, go back to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call, and you can listen from there. But he took us all the way to the 400th episode. Oh, man, I can remember when I was like, what am I going to say even by episode number 5? I don't even know. But God's grace and mercy, and when you totally just commit and surrender to whatever it is He wants to do with you, amazing things can happen for you and through you. And so our series topic then, access has been granted. The door is wide open. You just have to walk in it. In our industry, many people just really don't understand how powerful network marketing is, such a large door that can change your entire life, can change your entire family's life. Your future is bright and could become brighter if you were to definitely walk in that door. And so we're going to have a few scriptures on today. The first scripture that we are going to be out of is 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9, which was our foundational scripture for this. And then we also are going to be in Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. We have to go to the Lord. Let me explain something to you. If you are trying to read the basic instructions before leaving this earth off of your smartness or what you feel your experience is, it's just not going to work like that. You literally have to ask the Lord to give you a clearer understanding of what is He trying to express to you. Even though many of us may be here on the same topic, we're at different places in our life, and He will have a specific word at different places in our life. You want to do big business, you cannot do it without God. I have seen people try it, and they always come right back around to Him. So let us be honorable and give honor where it's due to the Lord God, who is the one who gave us all the ability to gain all of the wealth, because everything in the earth is His in the fullness thereof. Father God, we thank You. We come before You on today. We just want to bless Your holy name and give You all the praise and honor that's due. The highest praise due to You is hallelujah. We're thanking You, oh, Father God, for this day that You've made, because You've given us another opportunity here in the land of the living. You've given us another opportunity to pursue the purpose that You have for us. Dear Lord, we all thank You for the grace and mercy for the 400th episode of Power Start Your Day. My God, we know that we are nothing without You. That's why we will give the open door to Your Holy Spirit, allowing Him to take full reign here over Power Start Your Day. You are always welcome. Dear Lord, right now, as we are beginning to understand, as You are giving us clear understanding of what is the door that you've opened wide for us? What have you given us access to? We want to be courageous to walk in that door. Even during our crawling season, we will give you the same honor and praise as when we are running. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that the houses, oh Father God, the people in the homes that are under the sound of my voice, that they are moving into overflow right now in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you are going to show up big and mighty, oh Father God, replacing every fear with the faith. Thanking you, oh Father God, that they are now coming into one accord. They're understanding that with pure heart and clean hands that you can do miracles through them even though. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that they're not looking behind. They're looking forward, oh dear Lord, to all that you have done for them already. They are just now getting ready to walk in the door. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, for everything that you're doing, expanding our territory. And as we go to do these great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you in all of our ways. We'll be an example unto the kingdom. We will not fall prey unto the world. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, we'll never be ashamed of who you are or who we are. Now, as we move forward in this 400th episode, for those who still have not gotten it yet, let their heart and their ears, their spiritual ears, be open to what you have to say on today. We honor you, and we seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, guys, so listen. I am extremely excited about what's about to happen and what's about to go forth on today. And I got the aha moment. You know, it's so funny about being obedient unto the Lord. And that means that you are not going to understand everything that he says to you. That as he sees you continuously be obedient and walk by faith. That means not by sight. You will now be able to see, you're like, oh my Lord, I cannot even believe God could do something like that with me. All the things I've been through, all of the horrific mistakes I've made, all of those things, and he can still do it for me. If he can do it for me, he can do it for you. And so I want us to go to the Lord because in the book of the Lord, because the main thing is that you need to know that network marketing, yes, this is all about building a massive empire through network marketing, through God's principles. Why? Because that's all I know. When people begin to ask me about all of the specifics, how did you become successful? What are you doing? Whatever. How did you move through all these obstacles? How did you, you know, get so confident about taking your spot at the top? If I was to leave out God, I would leave out the most important part of my success walk. And so I always like to just share that with people because so often people become successful and they want to forget about him. And you got to pray to say, you even got to ask the Holy Spirit, check me at the door. Check me anytime it seems like I'm getting too grown for you. And so when we begin to talk about network marketing and taking your spot at the top, you need to know that network marketing is a great and effective door. And so I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9 to you. This is the English Standard Version, so you can say, I understand. I hear you. It says, for a wide door for effective work. A wide door, enough for all of us to walk in. A wide door, enough room for everybody to get their due. A wide door for effective work. Work that makes a difference. Work that's making an impact. For people who are not trying to impress, but they're trying to make an impact in other people's lives, it says, for a wide door for effective work has opened to me. And there are many adversaries. So that means you got to go through something to get through the door. Don't accept anything that's big, that's powerful, that can make major change, can switch around perspective of masses of people, because many people think network marketing don't work, and that is not the truth. It's not the truth. The only way that becomes the truth is if you don't work it. you know? And so you need to understand that there are going to be obstacles, adversaries, outside and inside, that may stop you from walking in that door. But let me tell you how you may can accelerate getting through that door, because so many people moan and groan on their process. They promise God that when I get to the top, I'm going to be so grateful. When the key is to have the same level of gratitude and fortitude in your crawl, in your crawl, in your crawl. Don't matter if you're going to crawl all the way till you get to the front of the door and you get up and walk. The point is you have to be just as gracious, have that big amount of gratitude and fortitude. I see some people that only until they start making money, that's when they can stick their chest out, because they didn't know who they were. It's not necessary to be arrogant about success, but you can get God's attention through meekness. In other words, get so solid in who you are and who God has made you that you can be meek before the money and meek after the money. And he says the meek shall inherit the earth. I want to go to Luke 16, 10 through 12, that tells us all about the crawl, all about when you feel like you're in your mucky place, things not working out for you, money is tight, things around your life is jacked up. How do you act? The quicker you can rebound and move into faith is the faster God can accelerate your success. So Luke chapter 16, 10 through 12, it says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. Your character has to be consistent. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? You're not faithful over the things that God has given you, like you, your access in the world. Who's going to trust you with the true riches, the mysteries, the doors unlocking to massive success, which only could come through first when you understand that God is the man. He's the truth. Verse 12, and if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? How you respond, how you act, what you think during your process is key to how quickly you become successful, as well as how long you remain successful. I'm always training people on being humble, because humility will help you even self-correct. It will allow you to allow the Holy Spirit to correct you. It's okay if you fell off. It does not matter if you fell off. It does not matter if you were saying, you know, you could catch yourself. I've been complaining. I've been consistent with that. I haven't been consistent with my work ethic, but I've been consistent in complaining. I've been consistent in hating on other folks who are successful. I've been consistent on backstabbing. I've been consistent in those things. But God is saying, hold on. He's saying, hold on a second. You guys got to make sure that you roll to this book, because I told you how it goes. And so what you have to realize is some people that may say, well, you know, I don't even see the door. I joined the business, I joined this opportunity, but I don't even see the door. I just can't see it for me. Well, everything is from faith to faith. Everything, there's levels. And that's why it's important for us to get a very clear vision. Prior to doing the work, I did a webinar on creating your first million, and I share with people how important the vision is, and not the vision like people are like, oh, I have the vision. No, you got to visit your vision every day. You have to see yourself every day taking your spot at the top. And so listen, stop downing yourself and just be appreciative and say, look how far I've come. I need you guys to say that. Look how far I've come. And be faithful in your crawl so God can trust you to put you in a position of your walk. Now, we have some awesome, awesome guests on today, some loyal listeners, people who listen to Power Start Your Day. I know that we opened up some other avenues, Zoom, our first time, and the call is just slam-packed out, and I know people can go online to Blog Talk, but we wanted to have a recording, and we wanted to have a visual of what we're doing here for the 400th episode. I'm actually going to be leaving here to go hang out with some of my team a little bit prior to our event, and I want to first go to some of them. I was able to get some of these busy folk. I was able to get some of these busy folk here. And I wanted to go through, I have some questions for some of them. I wanted them to share, you know, how, like, working on yourself in a spiritual in a way, and then it changes your mental, change how you actually go after the day, how you handle the adversaries, how you handle everything so that you do not allow anything. I see so many people allow background music, use them about their vision, confuse them as to why they're actually in their business and what are they trying to do, because they don't have very clear vision of their future. But I see some people who see their bright future, they're on track, and I want to talk to some of them on today. You know, we don't want to be, if you're that person right now that was similar to, you know, the man at the pool of Bethesda, where, you know, 38 years he was ill and he's still waiting on, we know, I don't know for those of you who don't know the story, you know, that is in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Go back and read that, because some of us are there. It doesn't matter how many other people we see go on the door, how many other people we see being successful, we still at the side of the pool waiting on expecting somebody to pick us up and do something for us that ain't never going to happen. And then right here, Jesus gave the clear, clear instruction. First, he asked, do you really want to go in? Do you really want to be healed? Do you really want to go to the next level? But then pick up your bed and walk, and that's what you are going to have to do. So let's hear from some people who are making it happen. We got a few cities here. Let's see what's going on. We got a few cities here. We have Dana Simfok out of the New Jersey area. Dana, you can actually begin to unmute all of the panelists. You guys can begin to unmute. We have Danielle Carlson out of the New Jersey area as well. You can unmute yourselves, as well as you can also go ahead and take off your video. We'd love to see you. I want you guys to join us here. You know, most of the time we're doing these episodes, these special episodes on the couch, and where people have to be in the ATL, but on this time we're using technology. And so they can go on and unmute themselves, and yes, you can press unmute. You can press unmute if you can see that. It says, okay, great. Are you guys there? Can you tell me? Is Dana Simfok there? Is Dana there?
Can you hear me here, Nicola?
Hey, can you hear me? I can hear you. I would love to see you, girlfriend. What you doing?
No, I'm trying to undo the video here, but it's saying that the host has disabled it.
Okay, go ahead. Let's see how that goes there. Hey, guys. Hey. Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Awesome. We want to unmute all of our friends. Look at the fam. I love it. I knew I was going to be just super excited. Unmute yourselves, guys, as you're coming in. I am so excited to see you. Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Now, y'all know I'm like a little kid, right? Because sometimes I'm like, oh, my gosh, like doing something for the first time. And Trina's like, you know, people are like, do you need me to help you? I was like, no, I'm a big girl. I can do this, you know. And I was like, I want to learn this. Let me tell you guys something. Do you all realize that today you are a part of my vision? I know that God has called me to some level of ministry, definitely not. Like, I'm not even going to say, because I think as soon as you tell him that ain't what I want to do, that's what he's going to do. I see you, Danielle. Cut it out. So, but part of my vision was to be able to hit thousands and thousands and thousands of people right from my home or from anywhere, nowhere, no matter where they are in the world. That was part of my vision. And believe me, when God gave me that vision, I didn't even know anything about like a Zoom or what we're doing right now. Which tells you it does not matter. You can't think about the how. If you can definitely dream it, if you can see it, you can do it. It is crazy. And so, but that was during my crawl where I didn't even know how to copy and paste, let alone know how to do a Zoom meeting by myself. And people are like, oh, my gosh, you have all that kind of success. You don't know how to use social media. You don't know how to use Zoom. Yeah. And so I want to talk to many of you guys here. I want to ask, we got Dana Simfalk out of Jersey, Daniel Carlton out of New Jersey area. We have the Sumo, Shreveport, Louisiana. I don't know, maybe a Sumo, is he in Oklahoma yet, or are you still in Shreveport? Where are you, John Paul?
Still in Shreveport.
Okay, perfect. And then we have Barbara Boyd. Is Barbara Boyd on? Let me try to see about her. And then we have T. Anthony Money. He should be in ATL right about now. Are you in ATL, T. Money? Okay.
I'm in the city.
All right. And then we have, let's see here, Shaniko Cole. Where are you, Miko? Are you in Chi-Town or are you in Atlanta right now?
I am in Atlanta. We have
Thurs
tomorrow.
Right. Oh, wait, hold on. That's right. It's training. You know, I go from hour to hour, not even day to day, right? I'll be knowing it's Thurs around 6 o'clock this evening. Okay, so I want to go through, and I'm going to ask two questions to each of you, and then you can answer them, you know, briefly, so we can go through. I want you guys to introduce yourselves. You can say, you know, where I already told you where you at, but rep your city, baby, rep your city. And then I want you to say how long you've been in network marketing and briefly tell your story about getting into network marketing, because I can tell you this much right here. Oh, they told us we got to do an hour. Your story briefly and how long you've been in network marketing. All right, so we're going to go with Dana. Dana first. I can see the names right here. Dana.
Hey there. So, of course, as Nicola mentioned, I am out of New Jersey. I currently live in Jersey City. We're going to be migrating to South Jersey later this month. But I've been in network marketing for about 10 years, just not really having any tremendous success until I came across Power Start Your Day. Thank you so much, Nicola Smith Jackson.
You better thank God, because Nicola Smith Jackson almost ain't do this thing here. I tell you, and I'm like, I'm so grateful, I'm obedient. What would I be doing every morning at 8 o'clock? Probably just doing what I was doing, praying by myself, saving my gifts of the power of interceding for people and believing for people. That's a gift that God has given me. And I would have just been sharing it just with my family. That's how some people do. Their territory can't expand because they just want to keep it within, you know, their little crew. And so thank you so much, Dana. I want to ask you, how would you say Power Start Your Day impacted your life and your business? Because people want to know, how did it help you make some money? You know, a whole bunch of people spiritual, they motivated, they excited, and then they're not making no money in this industry, right? Have you seen that before? Like, okay, they are super excited with no results. And I need us to know that this is an effective door, meaning that we are getting results. Tell me about that. About how Power Start Your Day has impacted your business and your life.
Absolutely. Well, I want to first just share this. You know, before Power Start Your Day, I can't say that I was disciplined in reading my word every single day. So it certainly has helped me to get back to being disciplined in reading the word. The second piece of that, Nicola, that I would share, it was definitely a mindset shift for me. because I was able to tie back these biblical principles to everything that I wanted out of my marriage, everything that I wanted for my family, everything that I wanted for my business, and for my own personal development. So I honestly don't know that I've missed an episode of Power Start Your Day since I've
been here. Oh, honey.
But every single episode allows me to say, wow, I can grow in that area. I love that can always still be student. You know, when, like, you always, you know, I thank God that you allow him, you know, that you are being used as a vessel, because we never get, like you just said, too grown to ask God, hey, wait a minute, where should I be? Where should I be shifting to? What should I be doing? Hold on, let me sit down and listen. So that has really been instrumental, you know, for me. I don't miss a Power Start Your Day. I don't care what's going on. Even this morning, I had the little grandbaby here. I was like, look here, husband. You're going to have to take the grandbaby to the center because I'm not missing nothing.
You definitely need Jesus with a husband, honey. I heard Robert them walking in the background while I'm doing this. They knew I was doing my 400 episode. Hayden still asking where his snack at, and I told him, wake up and here's yourself. Mama got this to do. You think they care? They don't care. So anyway, I want to thank you so much, Dana, for being a loyal listener, you know, going from corporate America, and I know you, you know, no longer are in corporate America, and we'll go to that in a moment, but I definitely want to roll right on into Shreveport, Louisiana, to the Sumos. I saw Erica. And again, I saw Erica, she must have been going into the real estate office, people up and moving early in the morning. I saw John Paul, they were in two separate places. Where are the Sumos at? Where are the Sumos at?
Hey.
Hey, Erica. Hey. So,
good morning.
Good morning. I want you guys to know how long you guys have been in network marketing, and how has Power Start Your Day impacted your life?
Well, we've been in network marketing, of course, since we were 19. When my wife and I first got together, we joined a company, and we were together. I think we were 19 years old, and, you know, we put a lot of work in, and we didn't really see the results at all, but, you know, we came across this company, but Dr. Nicole Jackson changed our lives in, over the last 2 years, and, you know, it's been a very, very exciting time over the last 2 years for us.
Now, you said since you were 19, how old are you? Your kids look kind of big. How old are you? You trying to make people think you're young or something? How old are you?
I'm 35 years old.
Okay, wow. That's like nearly, what, 16 years? You learned about network marketing? That is something else. In the last 2 years, you have now begun to be effective, you and your wife. And, you know, I know I've heard you openly, and that's the thing about God is that he will kind of just erase ego out of people. It doesn't matter if it's man, woman, and be able to, you take the speak from their heart. And I remember you saying, like, you know what, until I was able to learn to plug in and really be consistent, I really began to see the results. And you know why? Because sometimes we have to be, like, somebody got to be all up in your face and say, this is what you're not doing, this is why you're not getting the results, like unlocking a mystery to the results in the industry. And so, but I am just so grateful for you and your wife, because you guys are really successful. A lot of people think you have to be network marketing full-time to be successful in it, and a lot of people are not. Most people are still doing something else. They may have a main career, but they can still get promoted. They can still, that doesn't have to be an excuse. So can you tell us about that, you know, about you and Erica being successful with the industry, even though you're both doing, you know, your businesses?
Yes, ma'am. So my wife and I, you know, before FBS left, in the real estate, selling houses. My wife sells real estate. I sell manufactured homes. And we're very, very busy with three beautiful kids, a great family. And so, yeah, we're busy, extremely busy. But, you know, getting into the industry, you know, staying plugged in, I mean, you always said that you must say, didn't really resonate, you know, and it didn't really settle in my mind first until in January. In January, you know, we had it clicked. And God had woke me up and said, that let's not give you everything that you be successful in life and to be successful in your business. And in January, you know, we wrote our goals down, wrote down the things that we want to accomplish, and we start doing those things. We start doing those things and start staying consistent. We start staying very consistent with it. and staying on the Power Start Your Day every single day, sharing it with our team every single day. And, you know, it was just a blessing. It changed our lives. It changed our lives, you know, financially. It changed our lives mentally. It changed our lives spiritually. You know, just being plugged in and listening and doing the things that you told us to do and doing the things that God told us to do. And so it made us a huge difference in our lives. And so, you know, we're just excited about what's going on, the momentum that everything's happening, just the way that God is moving.
Wow, this is so powerful because even when I, you know, think about you, I remember my husband, you guys started talking at my mentor's funeral, right? Dr. Monroe's funeral. And the thing is that was like a turnaround. That was like a command for me to walk into that effective door, saying there's no way this man has poured in so many people, including me, changing our life, filling us up, and we don't pour out on other people to help them be successful. And you just never know how God is changing your life. And most of the time, when you are now about to walk in the door, you don't even know that you're walking in a door. You don't even know, because I didn't know certain things in my life, and most of them, they were painful, was the door to the next level. The pain was the door to the next level. And so, you know, I thank you so much to Sumos for being loyal listeners, but even more important, being a loyal listener to God and doing what he's telling you to do. There is cohesion when people are on the same accord. You can do massive things in teams when people are on the same accord. I'm not saying that everybody has to call Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior, but when you are now saying, I answer to someone bigger than myself, I'm answering to someone, not even just a mentor, because so, you know, sometimes mentors, they all have things that are imperfect as well. So it's not even only that you follow everything a mentor has. You don't want to pick up all the good and the bad, right? Sometimes we can do that. But if we have God, we keep balance. And so I want to run on over into, where is that at, Barbara? You in New York? Where are you, Barbara Boy? Where are you?
I'm in New York, Nicole.
Yeah, that's like, hey, how are you in your New York apartment? I see that, you know.
I'm in New York.
Yes. So, Barbara, tell me, how long have you been in network marketing, and how has listening to Power Start Your Day changed your life?
Well, I've only been in network marketing a year.
Wow.
Please don't ask me how old I am.
Well, you look good.
I'm a senior, and I've had to learn things a lot more quickly. Power Start Your Day for me. It is a blessing. Nicola, you are a gift. And what it has done for me is given me the understanding that I'm here to serve. We are all here to serve. And I've become a servant leader. Now, I can't tell you I'm making millions of dollars yet. However, my team has grown more cohesive. I'm a better listener. I'm a better communicator. And I've learned, you know, so much from all the listeners on the call every morning. And Saturday and Sunday, I am going to a ball.
Replay.
I need to 7 days a week. And, you know, my mantra, my prayer every morning is, you know, Father, where do I go? What do I do? What do I say? And just give me the right words, the right understanding, so that I am doing the best I can do in your
kingdom. Yeah. What you're sharing, Barbara, and the reason why I had you guys on the panel, because I know a lot of times people are always looking for the big coaches, the big people, and the people who they feel know more than them, better than them, what have you. And what God has shown me, even through Power Start Your Day, through you guys, I follow what he tells me to do. And it says we're coaching you every day, but we're coaching each other, which is iron sharpening iron. That's what we're supposed to be doing. And I've seen so many people grow up in their leadership and grow up in their confidence that, you know what, they can do bigger things through us sharpening each other. I may just be the facilitator. I'm one of the vessels. But every single one of you all, there is a harvest waiting for you. And you're hearing several other people. I want you guys to make note of this day because you're hearing people in different levels of their business. And you can hear, like, now people are starting to be more confident, having more fortitude and gratitude, even during the call. During the part of, hey, I'm not all the way where my vision said I should be, but I'm in the process, but I feel good about my process. I feel solid about my process. I'm no longer always thinking that I'm less than because someone else may be further along in their process, which is extremely important because you know how many people are lost in this industry. They don't have a starting point every single day. Power Start Your Day is giving us a starting point every single day because just like you said, you know now that you can say, Lord, what am I supposed to be doing today? Who am I supposed to be serving today? Because he says the greatest amongst you won't be the ones who got the smartest, won't be the ones who have the best, you know, prospect and recruiting skills. Not, you can get good. But he said the greatest are going to be the servant. You can be good. So if you want to be the greatest amongst the greatest, the servitude is the key. So I love when I hear people say that, getting up to serve every day. Getting up to serve every day, that's my focus, that's my why, that's what I'm doing. Your why is not only your extra $500 a month that you think you need. Your why is how many cups can you fill up every day? People are empty. How many people can you fill up? But you got to be full in order to fill somebody. You got to have something in your tank. Even if you're at half tank, you can still fill somebody up quarter tank. You don't have to be at full to fill somebody. That's what people think. They don't. They think they have to be all the way at the top, or they think they have to have all of this recognition for them to be who God called them to be. Be confident even in your process. Thank you so much, Barbara. I want to go on over to, oh, my gosh, this is so awesome. I want to go to T. Anthony Money Atlanta. T. Money, are you there?
Yes, Nicole, can you hear me?
Yes. How long have you been in network marketing, and how is Power Start Your Day? Boy, you looking sharp, boy. The training tomorrow. The training is tomorrow. I love it. I love it.
Oh,
Lord.
I've been in network marketing. You know, first, Nicole, I'm just excited to be on here this morning. You guys know I'm up every day, 5:30, 6 o'clock. You know, to get make sure I'm on that call every morning. I rarely ever miss a Power Start Your Day. You know, I've been in network marketing for about 6 years now, and, you know, I've never, you know, had the opportunity to get up every morning and listen to a call that's actually going to get me started, okay? You know, what Power Start Your Day has done for me, you know, not just for me. I look at it as being like a safe haven because, you know, I got a lot of people on my team who have come from broken situations or, you know, they have a lot of struggles that's going on with them. And, you know, I always say, you know what, let me plug them into this call because I know what this call has done for me. I remember when I first started listening to this call after my grandmother had passed and, you know, I was like, I don't know if I still really want to do this or, you know, I don't know how far I'm going in this business. I've been doing this for a while. I've had success before, but is this really what I want to do? And I remember when my grandmother passed, I was like, you know, I got on a call one morning, Robin Robbins was like, get on Nicola's Power Start Your Day. And, you know, when I got on that call that morning, what you were talking about was basically, you know, when you're going through something and you feel like you can't get through, you know, you got to call on the name of Jesus, call on to God and, you know, give him everything that you have and, you know, turn it over to him. And that changed my life, you know, for the rest of the time. You know, that I've been in this business, I've got on that call, like, episode after episode, every day it's like you're talking to me. You're talking to somebody that I know. You're talking to my team. You know, and it's just like, you know what? Why would you miss something? Why would you miss the mentorship that's coming, you know, from a lady who doesn't have to do this? A lady who can walk away from this industry, you know, being, you know, a millionaire, but she gets up every day and she pours into people like me. She cares about people like me. She cares about, you know, my family, you know, how I'm living, what I'm doing, and, you know, how successful I can be and totally be, you know, that servant leader and being responsible for the everyday person like myself.
Wow. And, you know, That's because all of us, everyday people, God just wants to mold us into those extraordinary people. And he's like, real life, true life comes through him. And so for me, you know, I don't think Rob would sometimes tell me, he'll say, how did you know how much, like, success you have, and you just be riding, you just be acting, you don't know. I said, well, in my mind, I'll never get so far away from that hairstylist that was climbing up them stairs and just crying out to God, like I said, that I wanted something different. I'm sitting in my den area, and I am trying to contain myself because this is the place that I meet God often. This is the place where I was watching my TV that's right behind this computer screen, where I was watching a pastor on TV, and he said, if you really want God to use you, if you want him to just erase all of your pains, if you want to forget all of that and just look at your future, just surrender your whole life to him. And I was in this living room. It was ugly. It was not pretty. And I am on my floor by myself, just hollering out to God and saying, just use me however you want. Take away the pain. It was so painful. And listen, I was in my home. It was things that was going on. And I'm like, that's not what I want my focus to be. I want to focus on you. Show me where I should focus so I can remove the pain. And guess what the answer was? My people. My people. Go to work where God is at work. Help him, because he cannot do work on earth less through us, his people. We're not hearing his voice. Adam and Eve did. The voice has to come through the vessels who are willing to be the voice. And that means in every area of business, every area of the world. And so it just so happened for me, it's in free enterprise. And I go back and I say, this was the setup from birth. I never had a job a day in my life. I never had a W-2. I don't know how to fill out an application to where anything that looks like an application, it's like it irritates me. I don't even know how. My kids wanted to get a job at Publix or whatever. I'm like, don't you want to be an entrepreneur? Everybody don't want to do what you do, Ma. I'm like, well, you got to ask dad to fill out an application. I don't know how to fill out no application. You ain't never worked nowhere before. You want to lie on that application? You know how people lie on applications, right? They say they had jobs, and they ask their uncles and aunts, can you give me a reference and all that other kind of stuff. I just even thought that. I was like, that's too much right there. You got to lie. Just go get you a business, little boy. That's how I used to be. You know? I'm just saying, I didn't know. All that crazy stuff I was going through, all the rejection, all the people who literally would tell me, like, they didn't believe in me. Like, I was in a company at one time where there were leaders, and it would be almost like that I was, like, the main reject. Even though I was serving, whatever, but I never stopped. I was doing a call. I never stopped. I never pushed. I'm going to go over to Danielle Carlton because she knows those days. I never changed my countenance. So I know how to tell people how to master their craft. I know how to tell them how to master the craft. I know with the persecution and everything I've gone through, I know how to tell some people how to stay focused and keep going and what's going to happen at the end when you keep going. So I'm going to run right over here into Danielle Carlton, my little sis, you know, and it's so funny because people here, some of you are like T. Anthony Money, he knew of me, but we never met until we got together here through his leader, Robbie Robinson, who she knew. She was not even in my organization in the prior company, but they knew the things that I was going through as a leader, but they still saw the level of servitude. And I'm coming up on my 10th year, a decade of being in this industry. A decade of being in network marketing and winning, meaning having success, that is probably like a 30-year career anywhere. Because when you feel like you don't want to go no more, your team don't want to go no more, you got to tell them, we got to keep going. at the end of the day, I had to work on myself that when I'm saying keep going, I meant it. You know, some people will tell you keep going just because they want you to keep going because they want their check to keep flowing. No. I wanted to be successful enough that whatever I told my leaders, it had nothing to do with my own success, only to do with theirs. And that was my prayer. I encourage you all to ask God to give you that. Give me, Lord, the success so I can have the gratitude and fortitude that when I am pouring into my team, that it's not on the back end like, girl, I need you to keep going because I got to pay my light bill. Girl, stop all that crying. We got to close this month. We're trying to hit this title. Girl, no, everything needs to be about the person you're trying to help. Do you realize that you can craft your prayers such that God can mold you to truly be that person of pure heart and clean hands? God will mold you to where you won't need the false fulfillment. You can just be 100. So I want to go on over to Danielle Carson. Girl, how long you been in network marketing, sis? You look so pretty, looking like a little China girl. Wait, hold on. Look so nice.
So I've been in network marketing 9 years. Of course, I saw a little success, but nothing compared to when I opened myself up to be coachable. And you helped me realize that I deserve my spot at the top. And in regards to how has PowerStar impacted my life, it has in my business, it has personal. You know, as you go through life, you know, for one, I grew up in church all my life. But as life started to happen, I started to stray away. And so PowerStar has became the water to my feet. At one point, that was the only thing that I was listening to. I strayed away from church. So it got me reconnected back to my foundation, very important. And then on a business level, you know, I've grown up in a family-owned business, and we always talk about, I was always taught about integrity. But the fact that you taught us how to build a big business using godly principle, having unwavering faith, you know, clean heart, pure hands. And that's very big to me because we don't understand sometimes how even our thought process and our behaviors are duplicated. We always talk about duplication, but even those simple things are duplicated in our organization. And so just to learn those things and to tune in every day and know where to tuning in and feeding back to my team, you know, that same thing, those same positive thoughts and behavior. So it's been life changing. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you, sis.
So, yes, that was basically it.
Yeah, I can tell you, you know, it takes courage to be able to say, you know what, I got off track. And I began to be coachable and got back on track. This is what some people think, that their crawl or their journey does not require them sometimes derailing. But that's why I love the God that we serve, because he already know we're going to derail. That's why he gave us Jesus, right? He knew we were going to be falling off. He knew that we would, you know, have challenges with temptations of the world, and it's always a consistent work in progress. This is what we have to remember. When you can let yourself off the hook with the pure intention that I'm trying to be better, right? That's a difference of repentance. People make it like it's this ugly thing about, oh, like I'm convicted and this God's making me feel bad about myself. No, it's saying I literally have a real rock I can lay no matter what it is, no matter how heavy it is, no matter how what I think is bad. God does not have the same thoughts that we have. He told us his thoughts towards us are not his, our thoughts are not his thoughts. But when we begin to realize that, we actually can become better leaders, because we can now see other leaders derail, watching them get back on track, and then we can all kind of get back on track. If you don't have the foundations in place, you don't know where to draw from, like the wisdom or where to draw the truth from. One of the things about why the Bible, I always tell people about, because I didn't have no answer at all, no matter what it was, I could find the answer, and I'd be like, OMG, this is the answer. Y'all hear sometimes my aha moments, and I just break down and cry like, oh, my Lord, I read this before. I didn't see this. But we're always going to be a consistent work in progress. This is why I want every single body that's listening to us on this episode to know that, look, we're at the 400th episode. But there was a first episode. It wasn't that perfect. Just like someone would say, you know, I got an article written on me recently, and here it is, me going into my 10th year is where now I'm getting all this major exposure everywhere, right, on the industry. And I'm saying, well, God, where's this stuff coming from? Because it's coming from invitation. I'm not calling people saying, hey, can you write up something on me? Hey, can you do this? Invitation. And it's because when people are realizing, like, you know what, this servitude or this girl is off the chain. For me, I'm saying, well, God probably said, well, you know what, I was still working on you. I need to make sure that if you was going to say you was repping me, because I'm saying, Lord, I want to be an example. Remember, that's our prayer all the time. I want to be a great example unto the kingdom. And you say, I know what you want to do, but until you, I say you are, that's when I'm going to let everybody see you. And so for me, I want everyone to be encouraged through Power Start Your Day to say, I don't care how far you have fallen off. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you think you aren't. If you can have faith like how you would imagine you'd have faith when you get to the top, you know, everybody, they want to just start imagining how would you feel when you walk across the stage and you say, now I'm finally successful, or how would you feel? If you could do that now, start feeling the same way, have the same work ethic, the same pure heart towards people, the same, you know, thing. Because guess what? This is a world where people don't believe nobody has a pure heart. This is a world where nobody, you know what I mean? They believe, like, you know, it cannot be anybody that truly has my best interest at heart, that ain't just faking, just saying it because it benefits them. I need to be at a place just like Dr. Monroe said he was when he passed on. He was like, I don't take any money from my church. I give money to my church. I don't need anything from my church. I want to be, that's what I wanted. I said, when he said that, I said, oh, I want that. Where I can help people and say, I don't need anything from you. I'm not here to take anything. I'm here to bring something. That should be everyone's goal. And if you keep serving, that's what happens. I want to go on over here to Shamiko Cole, because I know we got an accountability call starting in a minute, and I want to go around. I'm going to ask everybody what show topic resonated with you, and you can tell us what happened and what kind of things have you been implementing. That's the question. What show topic resonated with you, and what have you implemented? Like, you've learned skills, like how to do this or how to do that. Not necessarily prospect recruiting, we talk about that, but skills that can take you to the top. That's going to be the next question after Miko. Miko, how are you? Miko, I think you're oh, yeah, there you go. You look beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Early in the morning.
I know. I got y'all up early.
I love it. So, you know, one of the things that I've always been appreciative of, you know, to you, Nicola, I came into the business here 2.5 years ago. Think about it. It's been that long.
Wow.
And I remember first meeting you, and individuals would say, hey, how do you know Nicola? Where do you know Nicola from? And I didn't know who you were in the beginning. And I think that helped you to learn me as well as me learn you, because we both came into this with a spiritual connection,
that's,
you know,
right,
that. And being, coming from corporate America, I feel as though it was destined. And I say this to you all the time, where it was parallel. I feel like we were meant to connect, because I always had a good heart, and I always bring forth, you know, that humbleness and things of that nature. And it was so hard to find. And me and you had a conversation recently, and I said, I manifested you into my life. Like, I spoke about you, and I spoke about being with a team of individuals where we were truly helping our community, and we were truly out here with our passion, growing things. But not just that, we had an opportunity to bring things that they needed, bring a service that they needed out there. And I'll tell you, I have, from the beginning, Power Start Your Day, every day I listen to this. And like Ms. Barbara mentioned, you know, we go through those withdrawals on the weekend, I get to go back and like, listen to previous ones, and I go, okay, so I've got Saturday, Sunday, so what am I going to listen to today? And I'll go back to something that I know I need to work on more, or I know that would help our team. And then just following your leadership, I'll tell you, when we get an opportunity to come out and do and implement the things that we're learning, and you know, I come from corporate America, Fortune 500 companies. I've had some of the best of trainings in management. And I'll tell you, this here is second to none. No one could ever say you can't plug into Power Start Your Day and learn something new. Every day I learn something new. And I'll tell you, just from my previous life in corporate America and transitioning into entrepreneurship, I wouldn't have been able to do that without the leadership, but not just that, just Power Start Your Day every day.
Wow.
I love it.
This is so powerful. What is one? We'll start with you, and then we're going to roll back on up to everyone. Is there a particular Power Start Your Day that kind of stood out for you? Let me tell you guys something. I look back at the notes at Power Start Your Day, like, and I'll be like, I said that. I'll be like, I said that? That's what I'm like, yeah, there truly is a God. I'm like, where did that word come from? How did I put those words together? What specific show resonated with you, if you could think of? And what was our last question? You know, Trina's probably like, she's not here. She'll probably have to be coaching me. And any breakthrough, Pat? I know you've had a lot of accomplishments in your business, but any show in particular, and then you can think of, and then what type of accomplishments? How have you grown in Power Start Your Day?
I would say for me, some of the more recent ones really hit points. I feel like you, us as leaders, you see us growing and that we're doing things. And with that, I would say the one that recently that has really kind of connected with me is when they say you can't, show them that you can and you will. And I love that one because there were a lot of things in there that you hit points on, like self-sabotage, like friends and foes. And I had to learn and grow through that because coming from corporate America and being in the positions that I was in, I never heard the word no. Like, I was shocked the first time I heard the word no in network marketing. I was like, what do you mean no? Nobody ever tells me no. You know, I had to humble myself, you know, there. I would say Romans 2:12. The mindset, the things that I get an opportunity to go back and learn. You and I have had very, very detailed conversations, and, you know, spiritually, being raised by an Asian parent, I never learned the Bible the way that I'm learning now. I always was interested. I've gone to private school. I did all that. However, I feel like people receive things differently, and it's the way of which the teacher is teaching. And you are on that level of, not only are you teaching and implementing, but you're praying over what we do in our business and our families, and you don't receive that. I mean, when you receive it and on this level, I'll tell you, it's amazing. The laser focus that was in that, that was something that you and I have gone through in my mentorship, like, stay focused on things. Because remember, you know, I'm not used to someone telling me nothing, so I kind of get out of my own way. And although I felt very powerful in my previous life, I knew that coming to this type of power in yourself with such a powerful woman, that I had to humble myself and say, hey, look, I gift myself every day of wanting to learn something new. Now you're learning something new. Now go out and do what you do. And the advantage to that is growing up through the ranks, having leaders with me, not under me, you know, we all walk together, and how most of us, as in friends and business partners, have become family.
Yeah.
They become family, which is a whole nother level because now your passion now has exceeded what I actually came into, and I had to go back and regroup on what I wanted for my future because I passed that up about a year ago. So I'm like, oh, wow. So, okay, now
let's go.
So
powerful, oh my Lord, yes, crazy. Because I remember I looked at my wallet the other day. I've been walking around with this $1 million bill probably for maybe around I don't know, maybe around 7 years or 8 years, like $1 million bill. And see, we had earned $1 million, but I was like, I want to have it liquid, like anywhere I want to touch it, whatever. And then when you start going way past that and past that and past that and past that, you're like, oh, okay, I told somebody else. I said, I got to go get a $10 million bill because that's on my vision board. And put, why not? Have somebody make me one of those. And so you're right. When God now blows your mind and say, yeah, you can reach that. It's not that far. And then you can say, okay, well, what's the next one can I do? What's the next one? Crawling. But you got to have the same attitude, zeal, fortitude, gratitude when you're crawling. Now, that's something I want to train. I'm going to do a special webinar for the 400 episode listeners. You got to go to powerstartyourday.com. If you're not on that list, you won't get the invitation to the webinar. Powerstartyourday.com. When you do that, I'm going to do a special webinar on mastering the crawl.
I love it.
Mastering the crawl. Because I said I'm talking about it, but it could be abstract for some people. I want to do a webinar, a special webinar for people who are here at the 400th episode. Thank you so much. I love you, Nico. I'm going to go right on over. I'm going to go right on up the thing here. Danielle, any particular episode and what has happened in your life since you've been listening to Power Starts Your Day?
Okay, so I'm with Nico. You know, definitely so many episodes we can refer to, but definitely the ones this week when you were talking about pushing past obstacles, not licking your wounds. You know, it's so easy to get in a rut in life, and you think you're pushing through, but you're actually licking your wounds. So, you know, definitely this week teaching about, you know, pushing past those obstacles, knowing the distinction between who's in your corner versus who's in your circle. You know, that was a huge thing because everyone thinks you have so many people backing you. You have to really know the distinction. So that was big. This whole week has definitely been like a springboard for me. And, you know, I just want to, one, just thank you for being that person in my corner to make me push myself forward because I might have been stuck right there. So definitely this week, teachers that we have learned.
I love it. I love it. I love it. T. Anthony Money, we know we got our accountability call. Somebody better call in and account for them folks. What's up, T. Money? What episode or what accomplishments have you had? I can tell you for me, I'm with y'all on this week or whatever because I don't even remember what happened on some of those other weeks. And that's how God will do us, like focus. What's going on, T. Money? What would you like to share?
You know, it's hard to distinct which episodes have been the best, but there's two of them that sticks out in mind. And these aren't anything recent. These are, you know, a little bit distant. But the first one is fear, when you did the series on fear. The second one would be when you did the series on distractions. And that's the one that really stuck out for me the most because I can remember during that week of distractions that I think you were going to Dallas, and as soon as you got done with PowerStar, I gave you a call. I don't know if you remember, but I gave you a call, and you were like, I'm doing my hair, I'm doing my makeup, but you know what? It's like God told me, God is telling me to tell you something. And when you talked about, you know, doing things that's not my IPA, you know, doing things that's outside, you know, of me being successful, me being the leader that I should be, you know, how you thought I was one of the most dynamic leaders that we have in the business, it changed my life. It was like that week I was severely distracted. I was severely distracted, you know, and a lot of things that I was doing was interrupting my IPA. And I remember, you know, with my numbers, my numbers was okay, but they wasn't stable. And I can assure you right now, after we had that conversation, I turned a lot of things around that wasn't IPA, and I started implementing IPA, and my numbers have been as stable as they can possibly be.
Wow.
You know, and moving in, you know, to my next promotion, I look back on that conversation, and I say, you know what? Nicola was right.
Nicola. I do remember. I was doing my hair, but I don't think I was in Dallas. I think I was in Washington State.
Washington State, that's what it was. That's
and let me tell you something. I know you're probably like, how in the world does she remember where she was?
Wow.
I was in Washington State, And you're right. I was curling my hair, and I was telling, I said, okay, we're going to dovetail. I said, wait, the Lord told me to tell you this. And began to now pour. I can remember that. Have photographic memory most of the time. It never fails me most of the time. I don't like to say all the time anything, but most of the time. And I can take a picture, and when you said distraction, and I said, me and I'm on the phone, camera, oh, Washington. I saw myself. I saw. And I remember, and it was what God was telling me about people can get off of the income-producing activities. We can get caught up in the sauce of a lot of things that have nothing to do with nothing, and but it feels so real at the moment. It feels so pertinent at the moment. It feels so important at the moment. And we have to know how to prioritize. These are skills. We learn probably the words and definitions in grade school, but implementation of this stuff is a whole different thing in the real world. We were learning it for spelling bees or to pass tests to just say I'm smart. But using these things, when we talk about focus and we talk about, what distractions are, identifying what they are, people, places, the things, distractions, being able to say anything that stops me from doing this, we can simplify it and we can know and say that don't need to be on the calendar. That has nothing to do with where I'm trying to be 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 3 years from now, or even a month from now. That conversation that these people are having in my ear right now, hold on. It is getting me off tune with what I'm supposed to be doing right now. That right there, oh, listen, I didn't have time for that in my calendar because I tell y'all about a calendar. That was not in my calendar, and it ain't taking me no, listen, you know what, I got to go. And then God will know exactly when I need to say stop. I know it was in your calendar, but this is what I want you to tell this particular person. And I might call them. I'll see a flash of a person in front of my face, and I give them a call. They're like, oh, my Lord, I can't believe you just called me. But guess what that means? It ain't me. That just means God loves you that much. And he's saying, you know what? The plan is greater, much bigger than what you're doing. And let me just give you a call. Because he know I ain't going to be scared to say whatever, right, God? I'm going to say whatever God told me, because I'm more scared of him that if something were to happen to your life, and I knew I probably had the word or I had that thing to get you back on track and I didn't do it, I just wouldn't even want that on my shoulder. I wouldn't want that. And so I am just so proud of you, T-Money. Focus. And why that resonated, that may need to be the area that you say, you know what, I got to make sure. And guess what, I can do more. It's levels to everything. You guys know I say that, levels to everything. Are the sumo still there? I know Erica. I don't know if Erica's there. I heard from John. Either one of you guys, any one of the particular episodes and what type of accomplishments you guys have had?
Yes, ma'am. Well, one particular episode is what changed our lives, and that's episode 315. It talks about freedom and abundance. Freedom and abundance. God has already set us free, and all we have to do is walk in it. I heard that ever since I've been born. The Lord has told us, I've already given you what you need. All you have to do is walk in it. And John mentioned that earlier. God has woken him up out of his sleep and tears. And all we had to do was walk in what God has told us to do and to serve his people. So Galatians 5:1 talked about where Paul went and told the people that they were free, that they didn't have to live in bondage and not to return to slavery. So that was important because a lot of the times when you're going through life and you know that you're called to be a leader and you feel like, wow, right now this doesn't feel good, it doesn't look good, and it feels like I'm struggling. That is just a reminder in episode 315 on what God said to be free and to walk into our calling. And so that's what we're doing. With that being said, some breakthroughs from that have been, we've, of course, plugged into our Power Start Your Day call every day. We don't miss that a beat, Mississippi. We decided to go to convention February 2018, which we did do that. After going to convention, we went from agent to sales director that next month. And then after doing that, and regional sales director for my husband, our team started our weekly meeting. And I assure you that I'm confident to lead and then continue to do business for ourselves and our family.
Didn't your husband have another promotion too?
Yes.
He is an executive sales director.
God is good.
So went from zero to business stabilizing $50,000+ in a month from January to now. The whole deal of, have you ever seen like the little Houdini things where they handcuff him or put him in a bunch of chains and then he know how to like just come out the chains? And you saying, how you do that? Like, it's magic.
Yes.
But when you have the word of God and you begin to really understand, you free anything, anyone to try to lock you down, bind you down, you're like, oh no, I got something for that. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It's called the word of God. I can use that word and come up out of every chain, every handcuff, and it ain't no play. I'm not talking about like this theoretic. I'm talking about this is what I do. When people start like, you know, things don't happen. Some of you know the things that have happened to me, and I say, oh, I got something for that. Oh, I'm going to go and fast and pray on that one. I'm turning down a plate. I got something for that. Oh, so that's what we're doing. Okay, so we're going to do this. I always now will know where to go to. I don't always know the answer, and you will not always know the answer, but you know where to go for the answer. Now, that's something else.
Yes.
And you got to be okay not always knowing the answer. Because if you're okay not knowing the answer, you'll get better with rejection. You'll say, you know what? It's not rejection. It's something else I need to learn. I learned from one of the most powerful businessmen. He said, no. Anytime somebody say no, that means you didn't give them enough information or enough value. You either didn't give them enough information or you didn't give them enough value. They say if you give a ton of value, which is serving, it'll always be enough information where a person will want to be down with you eventually. Or if they're not ready now, you'll be the first person they think about. So whenever you're saying, I'm not getting the results, it just means I got to sharpen up on my value. Guess what the best value is you could give somebody? You. People thinking that this is a secret. Because people thinking that it's all about how quick or how good I am with my script. It's when I'm talking, the vibration is so sure to the other person on the line that I know where we're going. And if you come down with us, I know where I can take you. But you are free to go wherever you want to go. When you can get that sure about your success, you'll be a magnet. Doing business will be easy. Because it's easier just being you. So many people are so afraid to just be themselves because they are looking at their own scars, looking at their own drama, instead of looking at the possibility of turning something around for somebody else. You want to know that's what your problem is? Sharpen up on your values. Sharpen up on your information. Do a pure heart, clean hands. All right, now, we got who else we want to have here? Who would like to share? Because I know we got two more minutes. Two people can share. We have Danielle or we can have Dana. Either one of you guys can share. I think Danielle already did what episode. And then Dana, did you do what episode yet? Did you do an episode yet?
No, not just yet.
Thank you to share. I'm looking at the time. I saw 9:40. I said, oh, Lord, we didn't miss the accountability call. Please forgive me, team. Go ahead, share.
Okay. So the one episode, Nicola, how do we go through this beautiful series and try to name one episode? I don't know.
Trina came up with that question. Ask her.
Other companies but I never saw a duplication. And no one else was ever really doing what I was doing. It was just, you know, buy the product, you know. So at the end of the day, I felt like, you know, I was just supporting whoever enrolled me. I wasn't seeing success for myself. So I'm grateful that when I came into this opportunity, I had the right mentorship and leadership along with this Power Start Your Day call that talks about the power in duplication and not just duplicating what we do for business, but how do we actually interact with people? Because I know for me, that was a key thing. I didn't want anyone to ever feel that they were less important because they were a new agent. Like, I knew what that felt like when I was new somewhere else.
That's right.
And I never wanted people to feel like that. So I took that duplication mindset into everything that I do. We do exactly what our leadership tells us to do. And then this mindset, as well as how do you want people to treat you? Treat others the same way that you want to be treated. That is duplication to the core. So I thank you so much. That was episode actually 384, and you shared with us in that episode Proverbs 11:14. It was so amazing to me at that season. I was also reading the book of Proverbs from beginning to end. So it was reinforcement for me to really go back and say, make sure you're understanding what God is saying to you here. Nicola, you're a powerhouse. You're a humble powerhouse. You don't understand how much you pour out and pour in to people. Thank you is just not enough. I love and appreciate you so much, as everyone else does on this call. But, you know, I want you to know what you do for us has, in many cases, never, ever been done. Never, ever. You have made us better for this industry by doing what you do for us. And I love and appreciate you so much, so much.
Wow.
Thank you, Nicola.
I love you too, Dana. And when I'm thinking, I can remember that first time I met you. It was at a meeting in Brooklyn, New York. At the end of the meeting, you walked up and you were like, I enrolled under Joy. And I said, Joy, that's my baby. And she's not a baby. She's a big grown woman with kids. But, you know, that's my little sis. And when you were talking about duplication, and when yesterday her and I were on the phone, and okay, I don't need to cry because I did my own makeup and I don't have no face stuff. You know that stuff they put on your face to keep your makeup in place. I don't know how to do all that. I just know how to. So I don't, you know, people are going to go back and watch this thing here. So when she called me yesterday and she was like, what are you doing on Tuesday? And I'm like, okay, that's the script. Like, you trying to get me on a call? What you trying to do? And she's like, I'm closing on my house. And when I'm looking at duplication all the way to the T, and when I'm listening into the leaders that just listen, and I'm saying, my God, they going to be all right. They are going to be more than all right. The single mom, her own yard, never done these things before. Nobody believed in her. But I saw something different from day one when she was my client. I always saw her as great. I always did. I remember this young girl, even before she had her last son, Kaden, and I, we were pretty much pregnant close in time together, kids, and I always knew she was great, but no atmosphere to tell her how great she was. And that's why I encourage everybody to create the atmosphere for what? For growth of others. An atmosphere, every one of us, guess what the atmosphere is? In your circumference, wherever you are, that's your atmosphere. You can't do that without working on yourself. You can't do that. They see me go through, like, I don't think that's hell, because I'm like, I made it out. Like, I don't know, but whatever it is. And I'm like, brush your shoulders off, girl. You got work to do. You got them children. You got the... Who cares about them folks? How long you know them folks? You know, I'll ask you that in a minute. How long you know them people? That you taking all what they talking about is law. Who they? Who is they? Y'all hear me say that. Who is they anyway? Who that? Whatever. Y'all have, you know, I mean, just not tell it like it is. Friday, this Financial Freedom Friday. Y'all know I've been out like telling like who are they? Anyway, they ain't telling you you could be great. Don't be listening to that. They ain't trying to sharpen you. Get out that circle. Cement your friends. You start to value you. It's easy to cancel out them distractions and folks who don't value you. You'll be like, oh, I'm too busy anyway for all that. I'm trying to help some folks. So, guys, who has not shared their favorite episode and what has happened in their life? And we're going to close out, and I got a gift for you. Yes, Barbara, have you not shared your favorite episode or the episode that stood out for you?
You know, like the rest of the listeners, there's so many breakthroughs, so much impact, so many lessons from all you poured to us. But this week, the obstacles, getting past the obstacles, realizing the opportunities are so much greater, so much bigger. And, you know, Nicola, I didn't come from a religious background. I didn't come from, I was very spiritual, but what you've done is you have brought spirituality for me to a level where it's my life. It's absolutely my life now. And it's changed my life. So I am so grateful for you. And all of these episodes are just reminders that we have to believe and have faith in God's promise to us, and that we have the control. Fear, we can pick courage. We can be stopped by obstacles, or we can crawl underneath. You know, it's up to us. And you have given us the tools, the amazing tools, the amazing understanding of how to do that. No other person, I think it was Tanika, that no other person ever showed me that. No other person. And I'm forever grateful and
wow, that is so powerful, because it's funny you said Demikia, because I was thinking about Demikia. It's like I can't hardly think about Toy without Demikia, because I like remember the story even with them. They're like my two little sisters, and I can tell you, even in seeing her, coming from corporate America, seeing you guys, and then coming from corporate America, and she is like a true boss leader, and I'm saying, well, you can look in her eyes and you can see focus. You can look in her eyes and look like, I am focused. I'm not getting off track. I don't care what they talking about. My leader said they, I say they. They on me. Listen, we on track. Which brings me back to what you said is the tools. But not only the tools, but how to use them. You can have a knife in your hand, think that it's only to open up a can of soda. You can have a knife in your hand and you can learn how to pick a lock to a door that's been closed. It's about knowing what you have in the freedom of network marketing. No one, and I say no one, can stop you but you. No one. And I say no one, because there are people who have left companies and they can go to another company. When you know the principles, when you know what to do, when you understand that it's all about serving and valuing people, and you can be successful. You got to know what you have in your hand. Access has already been granted. The door, wide open. You just have to walk in it. Guys, this is our 400th episode, and I got tons of stuff to do today, but I want to make sure that, number one, we are going to do that webinar for everyone. For everyone, we're going to do the webinar on how to master the crawl, because that's why I see people, they start going so down on themselves. They just in the process. I know the end. They can't see it. And I'm like, you know what? I got to give them maybe step-by-step things that I would do when I felt like I hit a wall. Step-by-step, things that you can do, because sometimes, most of the time, I won't be there. So what are you going to do if nobody's there? I'm going to show you guys and tell you all things I did when it seemed like no one was there. No one was there, but God was always there, and he would say, go do this, go do that. Go do this, go do that. And next thing you know, I'm like, problem what? What was that problem again? Next level happens. And I'm also going to give each and every one of you all something extremely, extremely special for sharing on Power Start Your Day. You guys have become coaches here. You guys are plugged in. You share. You encourage your teams to get on. And for you guys sharing on Power Start Your Day, we're going to have something for you as well, a nice dinner where you can now be able to write your plan, make it plain, execute it, because I want to see you opening the door. The door's open for you. We said it's wide, but it's about how many doors are you opening for others. All it's about. You're only walking in the door to bring other people through the door. If you understand that, you know that you got to go through the door. You ain't got no time to be sitting and waiting and dramatized. You got to go through the door because there's a ton of people waiting on you to take them through the door. That's for every single one of you guys online. You guys have enough courage to be able to share and be able to help people, because you encourage a lot of people today. They're listening to us on here. They're listening to us on Blog Talk. We got people here on the Zoom. I wanted a recording of this, and then I'm going to send it to you guys. You guys are going to get this recording so you can hear yourself. Because when I listen to myself 10 years ago, I thought I knew something. That's the point about levels. I thought, okay, not that I had ever arrived, but I thought I was sharp. And I listened to myself 10 years ago, and I said, that is not the way I see that thing now. So I want you guys to have this as a memorabilia. We're going to give this recording specifically to you guys and something else to come with it, right? And so I love you all. 400 episode. At the 500th episode, Trina and I already said we're going to have an event. So we're going to give everybody enough time in advance. We're going to have an event. So the Power Start Your Day listeners will be able to be in this place. And but I love this Zoom. I was in New Jersey, New York, ACL on the other side of town, Shreveport, Louisiana, all at one time.
Leverage.
We better leverage. I was going to say that. We better leverage this stuff and get to some folks and do some Zoom and make some more money. Y'all know it ain't a business if it ain't making no money. All right, guys, I love you all. It ain't. It's just a hobby. If it ain't making no money and getting no profit, you ain't being effective. That ain't what we're talking about here. We got to go get it. I love you all. Take care. All right, bye.
Thank you.
You too. Bye now.